Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report for hour number two. We have Deborah Tavares here. Deborah, I asked you kind of a sarcastic question down the break just before we came live, and I said, how freaked out are you? And she said, well, I'm not really freaked out. I said, I'm aware. The awareness, though, is a level of someone knowing that something catastrophic is about to happen or is happening, and people don't understand that happening process is literally spelled out in very clear English in specific places, which you've discovered. And I have some vignettes to tell you, but I want to hear your story first, because you have to translate this so the average person out there realizes that their habitable life and their future is on the line right now. Tell us about it.
Well, that's absolutely true. Okay, so for everyone that is listening, please subscribe to StopTheCrime.net. We're blasting out YouTubes as we're seeing the horrific takedown here in Sonoma County. Now, we're only illustrating what is heading your way and has already manifested itself in your cities right now. So while I talk about Sonoma County, you need to understand this is a global plan. We're being told, Dr. Bill, as you know, by our governor here in California, Jerry Brown, that we have a new normal of climate change. Now, everyone knows climate change is as the result of the artificially created weaponized weather systems.
Right.
Those are going to be used more horrifically than we've seen this past year.
Right.
We have had historical hits across the nation and across the globe. So they are using a weather assault system to move us into the unthinkable. First of all, Dr. Bill, I need to say this, not necessarily in order of my thinking, but just so that everyone understands. The 5G network has three problems that exist with it. First of all, they must be deployed. They're small, and they can be deployed on telephone poles, other poles, and on rooftops. And their intention is to deploy 830 feet apart these small 5G networks in every major city. The 5G network is going to literally kill us. Biologically, we cannot tolerate this type of frequency. So what is happening here with the Wildlands Project getting us off our lands in the rural areas? 5G is not going to be set up in the country or rural areas because of the mass amount of network that's required.
Every 800 and some feet now. Yeah, can I answer a little bit of science? I want you to say this, but I want to give some science after you finish the little vignette here.
Okay, but I need to say this, Dr. Bill, because I'll lose my trend of thought, and I don't want to do that.
Don't lose it.
No, I don't. So listen, so here's what's happening up here in Northern California with Pacific Gas and Electric. Everyone might be hearing that they are being sued, Pacific Gas and Electric, which is Rothschild, for inadequate removal of trees that they're saying that started the fires. Well, the reason that they're scaring people about tree removal is the 5G does not work if there are trees and foliage. It does not work. So that's why they want people off of the country rural areas and into these deadly resilient cities that they are now planning to move us into. And what I can say is also the 5G not only doesn't work in rural areas where there's heavy trees, but why do you think they have the drought? Why do you think they're telling us to reduce our watering of vegetation? Why do you think that they're telling us not to plant, not to remove? In fact, a couple of years ago here in Sonoma County, they had water police going around if you were watering vegetation. So I would say everybody water, because we have primary water, and water is a renewable.
Yeah, you're one of the people that actually introduced me to Paul Power several years ago.
Well,
I talked to Paul. I put him on video, too, and I have to tell you that Ensenada, which is a community not far from here, about 15 miles, have been trying to get primary water for many years. Paul went down there. He actually offered to drill and find primary water for them. He's recently drilled just last spring, 2017, and found 6,000 gallons per minute at 6,000-foot elevation in Northern California. So if there's fault lines, there's water. In fact, Muammar Gaddafi, one of the primary things he did, besides trying to get a gold standard for all the Muslim nations, and set up a single currency, but was primary water, which is why the British and NATO and the United States bombed their drill rigs, because they're drilling down 2,400 feet.
Well, they also blew up the Great Man-Made River Project, which everyone can see was the eighth wonder of the world.
Right.
Go to primarywater.org, our website.
Oh,
understand what they're doing with water. Go on YouTube and look at Primary Water Explained.
Right.
And critical, because right now the water barons are taking over, and this is all part of resilience.
Well, exactly. For example, T. Boone Pickens, one of the main oil developers, actually has bought up all the rights to aquifers, like the Ogallala aquifers through the central United States. And they're trying to put windmills up over these aquifers, saying that this is their primary purpose, to buy the land, access to the land. But really, it was to try to see if they can get access to the primary aquifers. Aquifers are just relatively shallow. We're talking about deep water, where there's literally oceans of water underneath us.
Yeah, it's a renewable. It's where they're trying to create the illusion that we're running out of water. And I did not want to get too much into the water.
Right. The reason why I say that
right now,
I got to say this, because I got a call this morning from Ron Klatz, who's the head of A4M. And he mentioned he's in Florida on a beach, and he's saying, look, the sky is gray. The skies are always gray now. He said, you never see a real sky anymore. The reason is in the upper atmosphere at 70,000 to 80,000 feet, they're putting nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. So he knows from scientists' buddies how many particles are in the air, and these are nanoparticle things like barium. Barium nanoparticle is 10,000 times more toxic than lead. So people need to start understanding they're poisoning us with particles, but they're also transmitting frequencies that are toxic to our cellular biology and other biology, like the bee collapse. When you put 5G network and you have these all over the place, why would they do that? They're doing it because they want to have better internet so they can have more people doing YouTube?
But,
no.
They tell us so that we'll have less cell droppage.
I think that's garbage, to be honest with you.
Well, no, I'm only telling you the garbage.
Yeah, I know. I personally think we should go the opposite way. We should go toward fiber optics and phone booths again.
Well, there's
because,
no question.
Because we're getting poisoned by it. But this, what they're trying to do is download to your biology and directly to your brain frequencies. Just like in Japan, they have what's called subsonic sounds that actually go from vending machines to tell you to go buy a soda in Japan. They've allowed that for the last 25, 30 years.
Okay, so
Saying here is what you're saying is true. 5G network is designed to literally enter you into the matrix. It's literally to download things and to say, make you agitated, make you have insomnia, make you literally go crazy. You turn on the rage control nuclei of your brain and make you sick. Make you turn diabetic or have other problems.
Okay, so Dr. Bill, I've got to let everyone know what has been discovered up here in Northern California with Pacific Gas and Electric. Who is Rothschild? Rothschild runs all of the utility companies across the United States. This is also why we don't have a hardened up electrical grid to fend off the enormity and the destruction and death from an electric magnetic pulse. But aside from that, right now we are being told by our insurance companies up here in Northern California that the fires inadvertently sold our homes. So what do I mean by that? The fires have been not only deadly because it was a directed energy weapons, they also used the frequencies that were pulsed to the smart meters to blow up homes as well. You'll never hear this, but that is what happened in conjunction.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. In fact, in Saskatchewan, their engineers discovered an old lot of smart meters because it causes fire.
This is
engineering proven positive. This is not airy fairy my theory. It's outlawed in Saskatchewan because their engineers were smart enough to realize they had building fires and home fires caused by smart meters.
That's exactly right. Now, it's important to understand there was a state hearing in Santa Rosa here in Northern California on fire risk this last Friday, and it was actually totally diabolical. They had three utilities here in California there to discuss what they needed to do for future fire risks, and they kept saying over and over again, we're at a new normal because fires are going to occur more often and they're going to burn harder, hotter, and faster. They even indicated, Dr. Bill, that there would be massive fires along the mountain ranges here because of all of the dead trees. They're killing the dead trees with the poisons that they're dumping on us. That is part of the intention. But I want to tell everybody right now, we have a massive water contamination in the burn areas. These areas are not able to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
Move in. You've seen crazy times.
Let's talk some solutions here. Number one, I personally think that one of the things Trump should do is get rid of 5G and these Wi-Fi networks everywhere and move to fiber optic cables and phone booths. I don't think people should be able to walk around and have high amounts. And the reason why, I just spoke to several of my colleagues over the weekend because I made some very major discoveries in terms of scalar biophysics. And on the dark side of this is that smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, especially 5G, are bathing your cells with blocking frequencies that are accelerating aging, disrupting your brain, causing insomnia, agitation, etc. And they're causing colony collapse disorder. A great deal of colony collapse disorder of the bees is simply we're jamming their little bee brains. They can't navigate anymore. And people need to start understanding that this kind of thing is causing things like sperm count to drop, agitation, autism to increase, dementia increasing dramatically. People don't understand that this is all designed to make the world a killing field. And
well,
at the same time, we have solutions.
Well, Dr. Bill, I've got to tell you what I discovered. I discovered, of course, we all know that our government are actors. They aren't functioning for us. We're a corporation. Every single city, every aspect of departments, Department of Health, Department of Education, the CDC, the World Health Organization, they are all set on genocide plans. Because when you type in any of these agencies followed by greenhouse gas emissions, you'll find that they are all supporting the reduction of fossil fuels and greenhouse gas emissions. Fossil fuels is a lie. We have petroleum. We never got our petroleum from dead.
The gold theory. 1951, gold theory, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Russians attended it, went back to Russia and started drilling 35 to 40,000 feet down and found it. When I went to Israel back in 1999, I had already been shown supernaturally the geology at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. And FICO, the oil engineer, discovered the Leviathan field south of Cyprus and the Zohar gas fields in Israel, the only gas fields active there. The largest supply of oil on the planet, 14.2 trillion renewable barrels of oil at the southwest end of the sea, has a cap, like a great big bottle cap, a 26,000-foot salt dome over this oil field that goes all the way from the Middle East, from Turkey, right down to North Africa.
People need to understand what Rothschild and Rockefeller have said in a press release. And everyone needs to hear this because this is what is happening. This is a press release, October 30th, 2017, out of New York, by Rothschild Global Advisory. You need to understand, it says that Rothschild Global Advisory, one of the world's leading independent financial advisory groups, has announced that they have promoted two company heads for the restructuring of North America, effective immediately. And what do you mean? What do they mean by restructuring? They're talking about resilient cities. These are cities you die in. Humanity is being redefined through transhumanism. And that's what this is. Resilient cities are cities to die in. This is the smart growth we've heard about, Dr. Bill. It was never about smart cities. It was to move us in off of rural land, connect us up to the frequencies talked about with 5G and all of the other pollutions in our cities to literally kill off the majority of the population.
Well, if you look at the resilient cities, they've met almost 40 times with Barack Obama. And if you actually look at the map of where they plan these resilient cities, by 2025, 7 years from now, they want the population reduced from both 324 to 328 million, and it's probably more than that with more illegals, down to 65 million and 12 resilient cities of 5 million with these micro apartment blocks like cells. In the central United States, there's no rural population, there's no coastal populations, they're all in resilient cities trying to survive the ecological disasters that they're bringing upon on us.
Well, let me tell you how they're paying for this. This is very important. Your mayors in your cities, all across the country, and all across the world, those that are responsible for bringing in these deaf cities upon you, is funding these programs. Here's the pledge that you have to make to Rockefeller and Rothschild. And you'll get, and your cities will get $5 million if they make a 10% resilient pledge by the mayors or those that are in charge to commit to promising 10% of your city's annual budget towards resilient building goals and projects annually. Your cities are going to sign over 10% of your tax revenues to fund these deaf cities. And your cities are going to do this because they have all signed on to the agreement to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, to reduce fossil fuels, which is all lies. This is all lies.
Yeah, they have it called 100resilientcities.org is the name of the website. 100.
Well, it is, but it's important to understand 100 is very deceiving. This is a global plan.
Right.
This is being drawn into more cities through the RAND Corporation. Their main headquarters are in Santa Monica, California. It's very important to understand how the government runs. It doesn't run as we think. And we scratch our heads when we hear those in Congress say, you know, we're going to approve a bill, but we haven't read it yet. But we'll read it after we approve it. So the next question's got to be, well, if they haven't read it, then who's writing it? Well, when you go on to the RAND website, you find that they give summer reading recommendations for all Congress and legislators to read over their breaks so that they will be well positioned with what they're supposed to do when they return from their breaks. The RAND Corporation's universities and other think tanks that are funded by our tax dollars, by the way, these are global plans. The RAND is located in many places throughout the world. This is the think tank that is running these PSYOPs plans of death and murder through our cities. This is Rothschild. The RAND Corporation is funded by Rockefeller. This is diabolical, and our governments have been taken over by what they call the Delphi technique, and it's extremely important for everyone to listen to what I'm saying right now,
no.
Because what you'll find in your communities, they send in these facilitators that are sent in under the guise that they're going to help you reach decisions in your community. They don't. This is all controlled to make it appear that people are voting in these things and you're not. And this is why people get frustrated when they try to bring information to their cities and city councils and so forth. But here is what is happening. Everything is done by consensus. And this is an important word to understand. I'm going to tell you what it means.
It's Delphi consensus, right?
It means support the decisions of the majority once the majority makes the decision. So if you are not in the majority and you want a conversation, it is by the majority. Now, this is what is happening in your city, in my city, in our city councils, in our public health departments, in the CDC, everywhere. This is a stealth mechanism of how they're ramrodding the unthinkable globally. It is unbelievably brilliant, actually, because they've taken over every level, and they've put in place corporate agencies that are all telling us that we must reduce fossil fuels, greenhouse gas emissions, and bringing on UN Agenda 21 policies. It's important to understand these are all genocide programs.
Yeah, they're all genocide. They're planning like the Georgia Guidestones reduction of 90% of the world population. Now, people need to start understanding this. This is this year, the year I call of 666, 2018, is the year unveiling. This is the year when I call gray swan events become black swan events. This is the year when crypto goes crazy. This is when climatic and volcanism, just look at the superquake that occurred off of Alaska. I'm predicting this year, as I said already, we're going to have, according to the experts, not me, 20 major superquakes around the planet versus 8 last year. I want to kind of start converging some of these things together. What people need to understand is the ultimate goal is to reduce the population 90%. They'll use everything. Climate change, which is a lie. They'll use Wi-Fi networks to try to increase communication. And if you want Wi-Fi, like I got 5G, I just have high speed in my thing in my home. I want to move to what's called wireless high speed, which basically has a little light at the top of your computer or in your ceiling, and your device doesn't have to have a Wi-Fi radioactive network, you know, producing scalar radiation I call electrosmog. What we're seeing now is, and you got to say this because you live in the outskirts of Santa Rosa, you have property in there, and you mentioned to me on break something that happened to you with this tenant under HUD. And HUD, of course, Housing and Urban Development, which is a U.S. federal corporation, is compliant with Agenda 21. How the hell can the U.S. agency be compliant with Agenda 21?
Yeah, I need to explain this. Section 8 housing, that is when people apply for this, they're paid by HUD, or the owner is paid by HUD for that person's rent. And I know people that were contemplating tenancy under Section 8 housing. They liked the people. But when they got the HUD contract prior to actually allowing move-in, they found that HUD was supportive of UN Agenda 21. They've signed on to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, and they want deployment of smart meters. So, and the only way you could literally terminate a tenancy under the HUD contract was if you could prove some kind of criminality with that tenant. So in other words, you're signing on to smart meters, you're signing on to the takeover of your property, because you then have no more control over the tenant. And,
wow.
We certainly have looked at these contracts and don't, we hate to see people that require HUD financing not have housing. But that is the fact. This is how they're acquiring private property. But I want to talk about the tsunamis that you were talking about prior to the break, Dr. Bill.
Right.
And this is what we found in the NASA war document that we've been talking about for 7 years. And it's called the Blast Wave Accelerator. And they say it is a global precision strike on the cheap, and it's excellent stealth. There is no plume, and it's very affordable. And this is what they said. This is on page 59 of the NASA war document. In 1944, the U.S. military was working with the New Zealand government to develop a devastating tsunami bomb to send a 33-foot wave crashing into Japan's coast designed to destroy coastal cities. Excellent stealth, no plume. Top secret tsunami bomb from World War II. This was the planned backup weapon if Fat Man and Little Boy, the code names for the two atomic bombs dropped over Japan in World War II, had they failed to detonate. The code name Project SEAL, S-E-A-L. The weapons of mass destruction relied on a series of 10 large offshore blasts and was tested off the coast of New Caledonia and Auckland. And it's now being worked on as the Blast Wave Accelerator. This is what they're going to do to our coastlines, the Blast Wave Accelerator.
Well, let me add some classified information to that. Firstly, we're not the only nation that has that. The Russians have on the east and west coast of the United States, off our coast in international waters, nuclear blast wave accelerators that can create tsunamis. They also have been monitoring very closely the idea that a very small explosion could cause the Cumbre Vieja Azor Island to slide into the ocean, and the simulation up in Northern California and also in Switzerland has said it'll create a tsunami a half a mile to a mile high, traveling at Mach 1 toward the U.S., 700 miles an hour. So you wouldn't even have any sound coming. You just see a satellite photo telling you you got so many hours to get out. And anybody within 100 to 200 miles, depending on the altitude of where you live, on the East Coast, potentially 92 million people would be killed by it. What people need to understand, it would also hit the coast of Europe, Britain, etc., and Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, etc., except the high mountainous areas. People need to start realizing that the globalists have an intention to create killing fields. And if you think they're making this up, you're a fool, because they're not making it up. It's my prediction this year you're going to see some of the biggest earthquakes and volcanoes in any history of humans.
Well, I absolutely agree, because that is certainly what we're finding in all of the documents that tell us what they're going to do to us.
Right.
You don't have to hunt for this stuff. They are saying in their
They said openly. I mean, you can go spend 5 seconds on Google or WikiLeaks, whatever, and find tons of information in the open media. Then if you've got classified sources like I have or supernatural sources, and they all converge and tell you the same damn thing, you realize this year all hell is going to break loose. Firstly, if Trump succeeds and gets past the midterm elections by 2020, and you heard that they actually, it's Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey are going to run for president. Do you hear that in the Democratic Party?
Well, that none of that matters, because that's just a puppet show. That's
I know, it's a distraction. It's a distraction.
And
the real issue
is a distraction.
Yeah,
because we don't have a system that's working like that. We've got politics.
Well, even the good things that Trump is doing, because he's obviously not aware of the weather warfare and the geotectonic warfare and so on that's being done. He's trying to do a lot of things to improve the economy, but we have the bond market could blow up. We have what's called the black swan event of crypto. And
well,
even the
Fed. Dr. Bill, I wonder about one thing, because certainly we know that recently the corporate tax rate was lowered. And then the idea that these corporations were giving some of their employees $1,000 bonuses. Then we find out that they're bringing in more robotization. So they're cutting off people working in the jobs with this windfall of creating more money. That's what's happening with that. But I want to talk about this. They have discovered benzene in the drinking water in Fountain Grove in the burn areas here in Northern California because of the high levels of gasoline and other additives that produce that customer products such as paints and dyes and insecticides and cosmetics. And benzene use as a solvent has decreased in recent years, but it's highly inflammable. So that was all part of why this fire ripped, along with directed energy weapons and the smart meter. But
and also just not taking care of the chaparral, because the chaparral cycle has been here for millions. We haven't cleared the chaparral or even moved the power lines away from Santa Ana. We have Santa Ana here in Southern California, San Diego. I had to sleep without my shirt on last night, and the window and patio door opened because it's so freaking hot here. In the end of January 2018, it's ridiculous, and we haven't had rain here.
Don't worry. San Diego Gas and Electric is looking out for you to prevent fires, Dr. Bill. I heard at the meeting up here last Friday in Santa Rosa, because San Diego Gas and Electric was there, and they were saying that they have got cameras all around the ridges of San Diego. Those cameras are not for fire protection. These cameras are to surveil all of us. We're under massive surveillance. This is like a deadly video game gone live. This is what we're seeing.
Well, it's not just that. They know that the power lines are already ordered by the state to move them away from with Santa Ana winds. It'll slap the wires together and create them. Or the fact that they put smart grid on it actually makes their own step-down transformers generate sparks that jump into the chaparral and the trees and the plants.
Well, that's just an added way in which they're causing fires besides dry lightning strikes, besides certainly lasers, and besides the fact that they're killing all the trees and creating a tremendous amount of fuel.
Well, I can tell you that this year, if this drought continues through the spring this year, we're going to have, if you think Santa Rosa was bad, this is only the start. And it's not just in California. I expect this year a superquake off the Cascadia subduction zone off the coast of Oregon and Washington. I expect Northern California to be struck with a major superquake up between Sacramento and San Francisco. I expect the earthquake and the volcanic activity to increase dramatically all over America in various areas that isn't active, like Mount Hood near Portland. I expect to see the area of Naples devastated with the explosions of that Mount Vesuvius. That's
well,
all going
to
happen this year.
I have to add to this, because why do you think the California Earthquake Authority is telling everybody to get earthquake coverage? It's a
right.
market on top of the fact that they know they're going to create the earthquakes, just like you were saying. But
right. In fact, I told my wife to get, even though we're 90-some miles from the nearest zone, the last quake that we had, I was actually in my office at 1 in the morning, believe it or not, and it was so bad, it's a good thing I was sitting down or I'd be thrown to the floor. And we're over 90 miles from. We had to move you back from hour 3 to hour 2 so because you've got to run. You're going to be doing some things. I want you to summarize in this last segment because I want people to start grasping that the mask is off. The attempts to assassinate our President Donald Trump, now with McCabe, with these this four-page summary, if you want to call it, that went through 200 congressmen have looked at it, Republicans. The Democrats don't want to look at it because it shows complicity in crimes. We don't want to realize this, but there's rhino Republicans like George Bush Jr. and Sr. and Bill Clinton, Democrat, but there's many Republicans that have actually been on the side like McCain, literally collaborating with globalists like George Soros. People need to understand the killing fields are coming.
Well,
for example, this flu that's going around right now, let me finish this. This flu that's going around right now, we have things that will rescue and protect you, but there's newer strains of viruses that are even worse than H3N2. I have people I've already talked to that the virus doesn't last 1 or 2 weeks. It lasts a month or more, and we actually are showing evidence this damn thing persists. And
well,
it's killing people like crazy, and people need to understand this is all tied together into one big ball of mass murder. And people need to understand it.
So,
go ahead.
So, Dr. Bill, I want to add this. We have a YouTube up. It's called Flu, Biological Weapon Attack. Again, flu, biological weapon attack. Type that into YouTube or go to stopthecrime.net to our YouTube channel. And understand we are showing documents of the planned assaults with flus. Documented, okay? So this is extremely important. But I want to say this because I was stunned when I ran across this a few days ago. Well, no, I mean, it's just all diabolical.
Right.
I found out on Stanford's website, the university, Stanford's AI predicts death for a better end of life. So here's what the deal is. When you've been traveling down the normal modality of healthcare, and you've been getting your flu shots, and you've been taking all of your drugs and medications that
right.
are intended to stifle your life, then AI can come in and look at your choice of medical care. And when you come in, when you first come in, when you're quite ill, into emergency, AI can determine how long you'll live and if it's worth having treatment. Otherwise, they can immediately tell the doctor to put you on hospice or palliative care.
They're already doing this in socialist countries like Canada. I saw it.
Yeah.
But you
AI is now going to determine whether you live or die based on the form of medical care you've ascribed to all your life. So if you've been into alternative care, you'd likely never go into an emergency over an illness. You'd go there only if you've broken a bone or need some stitches. But to go into this medical killing machine that we have accepted as healthcare, now AI is coming in and will identify when you'll die. So I'm supposing, Dr. Bill, that...
No, I'm aware of it. Remember, everything's gradually being handed over to AI. That's why the personal digital assistant is going to become the digital I call. I changed one of the G's for Google to Godgle, G-O-D-G-L-E. You have to understand the digital world is taking over.
Yep.
Robotics, artificial intelligence is taking over. Crypto, for example, the Fed system has talked for 5 years about making a Fed coin. We have 105 cryptocurrencies. You tie it to biometrics, you tie it to control, you tie it to resilient cities, which is not resilient at all. It's killing fields.
Yeah,
you tie it to global climate change and the release of superviruses and toxic chemicals, which are killing people. Wi-Fi networks, there's no need for Wi-Fi. This is ridiculous.
Well, Dr. Bill, I want to say this, too. The government is pushing for zero waste and net zero energy. That is not possible. everything is nothing. Sustainability is not the same thing as zero energy. There is
no exactly
thing as zero energy, because we know that
zero energy is death, mega death.
Yes,
is what they're talking about.
Yes, it is. It is death. And you need to type in your city, you need to type in your planning department, and you will find that part of the resilient city policies are zero net energy, zero waste, zero energy. That means death. So people need to start understanding this is not a good thing.
Well, why do they think they can sell this to people when it's so obvious right in your face? It's like you don't have to have a genius level IQ to realize that, you know, years ago when I talk about these things like AI and, you know, directed energy weapons and so on, people, you're full of an ego, you're crazy, you're just doing this because you're an egomaniac. Now their tongue sticks to the roof of their mouth, they have no more spittle to spit on me.
Well, here's the problem, Dr. Bill. Our children have been programmed in school. All the media, everything is programming people to believe that the climate change is the result of too many people using too much.
But it's also other things like...
We have got young kids that are committing suicide now.
Well, let me explain something that will fit with that. Last night we went out to a thing called the Cheesecake Factory. We were invited because our daughter went out with her second oldest son and his girlfriend, and we were invited to go to the Cheesecake Factory. Well, I had a hell of a night's sleep, and so did Michelle, because we have a very clean diet, and we take tons of supplements. And we never have MSG in our diet. We know, because my chemistry is such that if I have a glutamate stimulant, I don't sleep, okay, until I take a ton of pills, enough to actually stop a white rhino on full charge. If you Google it, you can find tons of restaurants, and these they're allowed, even health food stores, like some things like, you know, the one taken over by Google, they can have textured...
Whole food.
Whole Foods, yeah, taken over by Google, they can actually put in things like textured vegetable protein or yeast extract or yeast extract.
And they are putting in...
And these are all glutamate agonists. So I have to explain how they co-act. If you have a glutamate agonist like MSG or MSG-like compounds, and you add to it Wi-Fi networks and smart meters, it aggravates the hell out of your brain. And you can't sleep. And you get agitated. And you're like a shocked animal. People have to understand.
Well, I remember a few years ago we talked about Cinemix, Cenomyx. You can download the flyer on StopTheCrime.net. Cenomyx.
Yeah, I know. Do you know how they make it? Do you know how they make it?
It's human tissue, fetal tissue.
Well, let me explain what they do. They actually take human fetal cells from aborted fetuses, grow it in culture, and fractionate off proteins to improve the taste. Pepsi-Cola.
It's an excitoagent.
It's a glutamate excitoagent. Now, you have to understand, when you take glutamate excitoagents and you pump Wi-Fi networks, you can make people turn on their reptilian brain and they can't sleep and they get all agitated and they can become murderous or suicidal. People need to understand this. This is a co-toxicity. This is depleted soils, genetically modified food. They talked about what's called spermageddon, you know, where the sperm counts are dropping. 50 years from now, they'll be functionally sterile. It's going to happen faster than that. At the rate of sperm counts dropping.
They don't want people. They're transitioning us into transhumanism. In fact, in 2040, if we make it till then, the majority of the highest paying jobs are going to be those humans that agree to augmentation. That's going to be where the jobs are. All the jobs right now are under the corporate umbrella. The people that are working on the power lines, AT&T, all the phone reps.
You're talking about augmentation, meaning monitoring chips to monitor everything from your blood sugar to your thought patterns.
No, I'm actually talking about changing our genome so we don't need humans anymore.
Yeah, one of the things that I posted up on Drudge was they did an experiment back in the 1920s and created a hybrid human chimpanzee. Do you think this is difficult? I know about the classified research. And it was done not only before the Second World War, not only in America, but elsewhere. The idea, they announced last week that they're going in the open circuit, not just the hidden stuff, gene editing. Now, gene editing means they're gene editing human embryos. Well, and they can insert genes. Now, when I was recruited in 1978 to work at the World MS Tissue Repository with Dr. Tortelot in their electron microscopy and immunology lab, they wanted me to work on DARPA with gene-edited female fetuses to create super soldier cyborgs. Now, you have to understand, this is not sci-fi, this is damn real. And I can give you an equipment list what is necessary to do it. So people say, Dr. Deagle, you don't know. You're just making this up because you're a pseudo-journalist.
Bill, I want to read something out of some material that I got a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it says this: the emergence of a revolutionary new set of powerful biological and biochemical genetic and materials science technology that are enabling us to reconstitute the molecule design of all solid matter, reweave the fabric of life itself, alter the physical form, traits, characters, and properties of plants, animals, and people, seize active control over evolution, cross the ancient lines dividing species, and invent entirely new ones never imagined in nature.
Exactly.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And the other part of what we're talking about with the electronic communications, here's what it says here. The emergence of a planet-wide electronic communications grid connecting the thoughts and feelings of billions of people and linking them to a rapidly expanding volumes of data to a fast-growing web.
Exactly.
Throughout the world, and to increasing intelligence devices, robots, and thinking machines. And I know we're at the end of the
Yeah, do you want to stay over for part of the next hour, or do you have to run?
I could stay for 15 minutes, maybe.
Okay, well, you're going to get a good bio break now, about 8 minutes. We'll be back at the 6 past the hour. So if you need a break to catch your breath of all the stuff you said, I'm going to take my bio break, and I'll be back in for hour number 3. We're trying to track down one of our people from Leslie MF, and I'm going to talk about some major discoveries I made. Okay. But no, he can't make it today. We'll get him back another time.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.